Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Here are your hosts, Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagura.
So happy to have you with us on a Football Thursday edition. The Browns back on the practice field after a day off yesterday, an NFL-mandated day off. So they went back at it today for their fifth practice of training camp. And the story was kind of the same. Defense still the strongest part of this team. And we're going to talk about that as part of our Ohio Hot Topics, Ohio Business Machines Hot Topics of the Day. We also have a star-studded cast of guests today. We're hoping to have soon at the very top of the show, although the top is here and he's not here yet, but Donte Whitner, safety for the Browns. We're waiting his arrival, and we're looking forward to a chance to talk with a representative of this defense that has really, again, been the star of the show here in training camp throughout. We'll get his perspectives on that. And some national media guests joining us as well, Pat Kerwin and Jim Miller, both from SiriusXM NFL Radio. They are broadcasting from here this afternoon. They're going to be with us in about a half an hour or so. We're also going to hear from Jay Glazer from Fox Sports. Jay in Northeast Ohio because he's the presenter for Michael Strahan, Pro Football Hall of Fame inductee, part of this class of 2014. He'll be doing that Saturday in Canton. And in the meantime, he took in some practice today. We'll get some thoughts from Jay on this Browns team. And also Ian Rappaport of NFL Network in town. Want to get his insights. But let's go no further without the commentary and the insights and the set the table from my man, my partner, Nathan Zagura.
Notorious, thank you very much. Appreciate that. The defense continues to be strong, but I loved what I saw from the offense today in the goal line drill and in the end of the game drill where they kind of had 4 minutes. They needed to run out the clock. I thought they looked very good there. And in particular, I want to single out Johnny Manziel. I thought Johnny Manziel showed when you and I had talked, Vic, about maybe putting some packages in for Johnny Manziel. You see the pressure that his mobility puts on a defense when you're trying to milk the clock at the end of the game or when you're near the goal line, because his second team was able to pick up those first downs both times quickly. Twice he ran and picked up about 8 yards on first down on a read option keeper. And then near the goal line, his mobility, if it weren't for a dropped pass, he would have had 3 touchdowns on 3 downs at the goal line. So I thought he looked very, very good today.
Yes.
And we're going to have
his best day of practice, I think.
What you have to like about this kid is that he was bad on Tuesday. I mean, he was really bad on Tuesday. Did not complete a pass of more than 5 yards in the air on Tuesday. He has not had 2 bad days of practice in a row. I think that was very good. Brian Hoyer and the first team offense did very good at the goal line as well. This is not to distract from him or say anything like that, but I just wanted to point out Johnny Manziel, I thought, had a very strong day of practice. And I like this comment from him after practice today. He said, "I'll play whenever these coaches decide I'm ready. I don't think there's any rush. I don't know that they drafted me to be ready week one." So I think that we all kind of are sensing Brian Hoyer likely to start week one. I think we all agree that that's probably the right move at this time. But I think we also all agree, and we're seeing more and more signs, and I thought today was a big one, of why a package that features Johnny Manziel makes a heck of a lot of sense, because the kid does have unbelievable talent. It puts a lot of pressure on a defense. A defense doesn't get more time during the week of practice. A team isn't going to get more time to say, "Oh, well, guess what? We have to prepare for the Johnny Manziel package. Can we get an hour of practice extra?" You don't. You have to spend time.
It's a strategic advantage to have that out there, to have people worried about what you might do with Manziel, even if you don't do it. And I think the best thing is that you've tied up their time trying to figure out, trying to anticipate what it might be. And once again, that's time away from the stuff you are going to do. So it is a plus. I'm agreeing with you, though. Manziel definitely came back strong today. Overall, it was a better performance by the offense than what we had seen.
Yes.
I still say defense ruled the day overall. And then at the end of the drill, there was a 3rd-and-2 situational approach with game on the line. And the defense ultimately won that. And in fact, there was a questionable call on Chris Kirksey, a pass interference that you and I both kind of said, was that a penalty
that
or not? And Jim O'Neill, the defensive coordinator, of course, was hooting and hollering and saying, there's no way that was penalty, because the defense thought they won the drill then. So the offense got an extra down, but the defense still kept him out of the end zone. And I thought that was the knuckle up, toughness drill, right? And
yep.
You saw the defense rise to the occasion. The defense, by the way, wearing those sweet orange jerseys, their prize for being the dominant unit to win the 20-yard gain game between the offense and defense going back on Tuesday. And the prize was one side or the other would wear orange jerseys. Defense won on Tuesday, so they got to wear the orange jerseys. They're going to keep the orange jerseys going. Mike Pettine liking to create these competitions within the team to keep that competitive level. What I like, too, about Johnny Manziel, as you said, is what he said, a reality of saying, hey, I might not have been drafted to start, or I wasn't necessarily drafted to start right away, and he's good with that. That doesn't mean he isn't trying to, and it doesn't mean he doesn't have a high level of competitiveness. I think we know that about him. But I like that reality check, and I like the understanding of where he is in his development.
And it's key, and it's good. I think that this is very good. I think we're finally at a healthy place, because we don't have to talk about the things that are happening off the field. Everything, as Johnny Manziel said himself today, everything else will take care of itself. I want to be a team guy. That's what he cares about. He's saying the right things. He's obviously, he's excellent with the media, but he is getting, you're seeing more comfort. And he even said today, in the shotgun, on third down, that's where he's the most comfortable, mm-hmm. but he's learning to be more comfortable everywhere. Mike Pettine said today that he's ahead mentally of where they thought he would be, which is another good sign. This is good for this football team. It's good. It's going to push Brian Hoyer. I think having a Johnny package in there, or having Johnny push Brian Hoyer, is going to be good for Brian Hoyer. I think it's going to help Brian Hoyer as well when other teams are worried about something that maybe Johnny's going to do. He's not freelancing, and he is, he said that. I'm not freelancing out there. I'm not going to freelance in the scrimmage unless a play completely breaks down. But you're starting to see a better utilization of his mobility, his understanding of the offense and of the schemes. That was good. One other play I really want to single out, because I thought it was very important to today. The very first goal line drill, and we know Ben Tate was the one who threw the ball at Ataba Rubin and started that fracas, but on the very first goal line drill, Ben Tate got the ball. It was Ben Tate versus, I believe, Craig Robertson, one-on-one in the hole, and Craig Robertson was in the position to make that play, and Ben Tate, basically, there was a loud collision, and Ben Tate got his way into the end zone, and I thought that was a little bit of a tone setter. And speaking of the tone setter for the Cleveland Browns and the Cleveland Browns defense making his way right now into the Dog Bowl in Berea, number 31, the safety, Cleveland zone, Dante Whitner joining us now on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven, of course, by Liberty Ford. Dante, great to be with you again.
Yeah, it's good to be with you again. Had fun yesterday.
Yeah, it was a good time yesterday for something that's going to be coming up on Inside the Cleveland Browns. You guys will certainly want to check that out. Spent the day with Dante. And Dante, today you guys get at it, some live drills for the first time. Talk about how that felt to be out there actually tackling to the ground and how you thought practice went today.
Well, it felt good. Whenever you can do some live drills, it's always good. Just don't want to get anybody hurt. Feel like the offense came out. They fired off the football. They did some good things. We did some good things. We got to clean up on both sides, but, it was a good physical period.
Overall, the defense, and this has been no secret, the defense has been ahead. It's not unusual in training camps and the many you've been in, Dante, that the defense usually has that early edge. But it's been noticeable to the extent that you guys are setting a tone also for not just your group but the entire team. Talk about how important it is to show the up-tempo, the urgency, and everything that seems to emanate from your competitive side of the ball.
Well, yeah, we want to set a standard first and foremost. When you set that standard and you see it on film and you understand what that standard is, you have to live up to that day in and day out. So that's our standard. Our standard is going to be energetic, it's going to be physical, it's going to be passionate, it's going to be disciplined. So every time we step on the football field, those are the things that we have to show. And whenever we have a drop-off, it has to be talked about, not amongst the coaches and the players, but just amongst the players and the leaders that's leading that group. So, every time we step on the football field, whether it's for a walkthrough, whether it's for a live period, whether it's for short yardage, whether it's for third and long, we have to come with that intensity. And that's what good winning football teams do. They come with that intensity day in and day out.
Dante Whitner joining the Browns after 3 years, the last 3 years going to the NFC Championship game with the 49ers, one Super Bowl appearance as well. So you do know what it takes to win. And this defense is winning right now. Two competitions in a row to get the orange jerseys. Today it came down to a goal line stand. One last play. The defense came up. How do you guys keep coming up big?
You know, just the leaders in the group. Today Carlos Dansby came up big. You know, just running downhill, using that veteran savvy that he has, and he came down. He came up big. You know, he was the energy out there on that goal line, and that's what we're going to need. We're going to need for those guys to fire off up front, take guys with them, and play on the other side of the backfield, on opposition's backfield, and that's what you have to do in goal line football. And that's why we're doing a lot of situations, because a lot of people say, you know, you can just step out on the football field and call stuff, but you know, you have to be a situational football team. When the coaches teach, it has to be situational. With so many different situations that happen on the football field. And that's what the game comes down to. Those situations, are you ready? Are you coached up? Not just who can go out there and just be the most physical. You have to be ready for those different situations.
Dante, you're new here, but you're a veteran leader already just because of the credentials you bring to the table. Yeah. So from you, give me a sense of what you see around you among young people. I'm curious about your observations, for instance, of a Justin Gilbert who looks like he suddenly was coming into his own as soon as the pads came on.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's different with the pads on, because now, you know, he's a big physical corner that can get up in your face and put his hands on you. And it's hard to run away from him, and it's hard to not let him put his hands on you. You know, he can be one of the top cornerbacks in the National Football League. He has the size, he has the speed, competitive. He can do everything. He has the hips. You know, he has the speed, and we just keep telling him that, you know, and keep putting in his brain that, and you are one of the biggest and the fastest corners in the National Football League right now. You know, you have all the skills to get it done. And, you know, he's not a guy that talks a lot. He takes the coaching. You know, he takes, you know, the negative coaching. He takes the coaches getting on him, and he goes out there and he tries to correct it. You know, so you can look for big things from Justin Gilbert.
Another young guy who's starting to really stand out to me on this defense is Chris Kirksey. And you know what great inside linebacker play looks like, having played with Navarro Bowman and Patrick Willis, Carlos Dansby, and now Kirksey stepping up. What have you seen from Chris Kirksey, and how good can he be in your mind?
Well, he understands the scheme right now, and he's physical. You know, he's not shying away from contact. And whenever you can get a young guy that understands what he's doing and he's not having to think about what he's doing, he's able to react on the football field, and he has talent, then you're going to see it start to show up, and that's why you've seen it. As soon as the pass went on, he's always in his playbook. He knows what to do. He asks a lot of questions, and he goes out there and he's performing. So, you know, you're looking for big things from him, too. He's a physical linebacker.
Dante Whitner, Browns safety, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. What's your feel just for this team? And I know it's early. Five practices in doesn't necessarily tell you a lot, but I'm sure you're pulling away some overall thoughts. Give me from the big picture view, Dante, of how you feel about where this club is kind of going under Mike Pettine in the early going, and your sense of trust of where it's going.
I feel like this defense can lead this football team. We have all the parts. We have the scheme. Now it's just putting the intricate details down. You know, when you're supposed to have a blitz coming somewhere and it's overload and you want the offense to slide the protection to another place, are we at level 3 and level 4? The offensive side of the ball, I like the way that they're running the football. I like the way that Ben Tate is really running the football. I think that, you know, he's really doing a good job. The moves in the hole, you know, getting to the outside. You know, he's showing what he shows in real football games. And, you know, we had to play against him last year. And when you see him on the football field, you know, in a real live game, you can tell the talent that he has. And he's been showing that in practice since the pass came on. So I'm excited about that. The wide receiver group, you know, they keep, you know, rotating guys. But Miles Austin is looking good.
Yep.
He's looking like he looked in Dallas. He's catching the football. He's making a lot of hard catches, third down. He's able to use his body. You know, he's using that veteran savvy. I like what he's doing. So, you know, we're just going to continue to work, you know, but on defense, we feel like we can lead this football team.
When you see, you talked about Bente for a second. When you get to the goal line drill, and everybody knows how the defense pretty much had their way with the offense on Tuesday, to get in that first situation, you get a one-on-one in the hole. To see Ben Tate lower the shoulder and deliver that blow and get in there, does that catch a guy like you, does that catch your attention?
Yeah, to catch your attention, because you want guys that are tough. You don't want backs that's going to go in there and, you know, not fight for that extra yard. And actually, once him and the linebacker collided, it was me trying to keep him out of there. You know, he's a strong guy, you know. So, you know, sometimes they're going to win some. That's what we want. Sometimes, you know, more than we lose, we want to win it on the defensive side. But
we just got the orange jerseys again.
Yeah, we still have the orange jerseys, but you know, that's a good physical run, and that's what you want from your tailback.
Is that a big thing? Because I was standing kind of right behind the end zone, and I could hear some people say, you guys aren't getting those orange jerseys, like talking smack. Is that a big point of pride for this defense now?
That's a big point of pride. You know, some teams in football games, you get down on the one-yard line. It's first and goal from the one. We had one last year in Carolina in a playoff game where they didn't get in. You know, that's just a mindset. That's a mindset. You know, what type of defense are you? And it breaks your heart as a defense when that running back lowers his head and get in that end zone. And you want to play on the opposition's backfield, you know, once again, down there. And, you know, we knew they weren't going to get in. We wanted those orange jerseys. We liked those orange jerseys. They look pretty cool.
They do.
You know,
they do.
So they have to come out and they have to take them from us. And that's how every football game is going to be. We're going to have to take football games, and the teams want to take the game from us.
Dante, everybody at a certain point in a career, they kind of get set in their ways. Veterans have a routine. You've got one as well. What is camp like for you, though? And even though you're in a different setting with different coach and in different place, give us a sense of how this camp for you now compared to, say, your previous camps are and what your routine, what your camp routine is like 2014.
Well, this camp, we're doing a lot more. You know, we only have five practices, but we're doing a lot more contact than we have, you know, all in San Francisco.
Really?
You know, we might have a live goal line period here and there, but, you know, we didn't really have too much physical contact. I guess coach is trying to make a statement with the pass each and every day, with the physical contact, with the thudding. You know, that's what we need. You know, you have to be hardened as a football team. If you're out there just tagging off each and every day, you know, you're out there shoulder pads. I mean, not just shoulder pads and shorts. You know, it's a different mindset. So we want to be a hardened mindset. And when it comes for those preseason games and it comes in the regular season, when we get down to the fourth quarter, we want to be the team that's tougher and more mentally tough. So that's why we're doing it.
Dante, today, you know, you and I, you had me find a kid to give a jersey to at training camp today. Yeah. I don't know if you've seen the tweet, but his dad tweeted, shout out to Dante Whitner for making my son's year, hashtag Hittner, and put the picture of you guys up there. What's it like being back in Cleveland, getting to interact with the fans like you did today, knowing what it means to this city and what this team means to this city?
It's good because I was once one of those kids. I never had an opportunity to come to a Browns practice, but I wish I would have, and I know how excited I would have been if a player came over and gave me a jersey. You know, so that's why I do the things like that. It's fun being back home. You know, you understand the shoes that a lot of these kids are in or a lot of these fans because, you know, growing up I was a Browns fan. So, you know, I just want to give back as much as I can, and probably majority of the practices that we have in, you know, for training camp, I'll pick somebody and give them a jersey. And these are real jerseys, so.
Now that's on the field. That was cut. When you see the cut, that's the over-the-shoulder pads. That's the real deal.
The real jerseys.
No, that's cool stuff. And to expand on that, like I say, you and Nathan had a chance to kind of tour and go through the city. What's it do for you? And how does that translate into this is a business. You're paid to play for this team and do a job. But it has to mean more to you that it's happening in your hometown.
Yeah. Whenever you play for your hometown, you want to give that much more effort. You know, so it's hard to put into words. You know, growing up as a kid, you wish you could have been on the field on some of those third down stops. High school, you wish you could have been on the field some of those third down stops. Now I have opportunity to be on the field on some of those third down stops, fourth down stops to win the football game.
That's right.
So, you know, it's hard to put into words, but, you know, now I have opportunity to make this city happy and proud because each and every Browns victory, you know, the notch goes up a little bit more.
Sure.
You know, the city gets a lot more excited. I don't think that we're prepared, you know, for what could happen if we win a lot of football games and make it into the playoffs. I don't believe that the city of Cleveland or Northeast Ohio is prepared for what's going to happen.
Well, we certainly hope to find that out, Dante. Last one for me. You know, you are uniquely positioned, coming from San Francisco where you saw that success, coming to a Cleveland team that hasn't had that success, to really gauge, you know, where this team is at. Where do you feel that this Browns team is at as you guys get ready? You know, we're 8 days away basically from going on the road to Detroit, first preseason game. Where's this team at in your mind?
I don't really know where we're at yet. Until we get into live action on Saturday, until the preseason game, then we'll be able to gauge where we are because you can't gauge it until the live bullets are moving, until it's an unexpected motion or, you know, you have to think on the run. Now you don't have coaches standing in the back telling you what to do sometimes. So, you know, until we get that live action and we have to go through battle with each other, we won't know where we are. But, you know, we'll find out Saturday.
Dante, thank you so much. It's so great to have you here. Yeah. Your leadership, the love you have for the city of Cleveland, it's great. And fans, listen, maybe it could be you tomorrow at training camp who walks away with a Dante Whitner jersey. Dante, thanks so much. Good luck and keep it going.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks, Dante.
All right, see y'all later.
All right, we will be back with much, much more here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.